Text 9. Informative texts. Page 62.
Millennials rule the world. As millennials are now officially adults and are fully integrated into the workforce, we're beginning to learn a lot more about their patterns of behavior. Unfortunately for the older Generation X, who have to work with them, sometimes tensions run high. Read on to find out more how millennials see the world, the older generations, and what motivates them. You might be surprised. What Generation X think of millennials? For Generation X, millennials are lazy, disrespectful, especially of authority, selfish, arrogant, quitters, over-emotional, impatient, uninterested, and, of course, they spend all day on the cell phone. But under the surface, lots of this comes from fear. That's right. Many Generation X are scared because they realize that the younger generation are cheaper for the company. So soon, the more expensive Generation X will be replaced and lose their jobs. What millennials think of Generation X? Millennials see the older Generation X as slow, especially in meetings and even in making decisions. Close-minded people who don't know how to enjoy life and are only worried about money. Unclear in their objectives, overcomplicated, and unable to be effective leaders who want respect just because they're older. Why are Generation X like this? This generation was born in a time of crisis. The victory of capitalism and consumerism at the end of the Cold War marked their lives and shaped their role models and goals in life. Work hard, make money, and buy stuff. So Generation X respect people who work a lot and especially those who have a lot. Money and a good salary is essential to them. Generation X are indeed slower, and working overtime for the good of their company makes them feel proud. Why are millennials like this? Let's not forget that millennials' parents are the very Generation X who are complaining about these arrogant, disrespectful young people. So, they're this way because their parents gave them prizes and rewards when they didn't deserve them, to make them feel special. Their parents told them that, if you want it, you can have it. We cannot ignore technology as a determining factor. The Generation X parents didn't understand the technology their younger children were using, and the effects this would have on them as adults. Social networks create a need for immediate stimulation approval and the ability to present a fake, happy profile. This drug-like addiction to constant likes brings low self-esteem behind these happy profiles. Unlike Generation X, who look to accumulate money, property, and objects in order to find happiness, millennials prefer to accumulate experiences to give meaning to their life and crave to make an impact at work and in the world. What generation are you? Here's a quick guide to the 5 most present generations today and a few of their characteristics. Baby boomers, born between 1946 and 1964, part of the large growth in population after World War II. Grew up in a time of prosperity, the first major consumers. Discovered global warming and fought to protect the environment. Generation X, born between 1965 and 1979. Smaller birth rate than their parents. Experienced the end of the Cold War and high divorce rates of their parents, so many grew up without much parental supervision. The generation that's controlling most of the world's economy today. Have had to learn to embrace technology as adults, already in the workplace. Zennials, born between 1977 and 1985. As the name suggests, They are a crossover generation, trapped between generations X and Y, sandwiched between the two generations of living with and without technology. They were the first children to experience massive technological change while they were growing up. As children or adolescents, they accompanied the birth and growth of the first computers, video games, internet, and all accompanying technologies, and learned how to live with them. Millennials, Generation Y, born between 1980 and 1994. The first generation to grow up with modern technology as a standard part of life, with an overload of instant information. Most homes had internet access. Millennials conduct a large part of their lives online. For this reason, they're used to experiencing things immediately and are often impatient. iGen, Gen Z, born between 1995 and 2012. Grew up with more parental supervision than the previous two generations, take less risks than millennials, and are more cautious about the future. Extreme dependence on technology, social media, and less face-to-face contact in relationships. Highly tolerant of other cultures, sexual orientations, religions, etc.